But, you know, I'm here tonight and it took a bit of doing. I've got a message here called Rise Above. And I can tell you what, I had to rise above just to get here because, you know, we have four campuses in Auckland and I spoke at three of them this morning and then thought, man, I'm just going to get in the car and drive here. But there were two, like, serious accidents, so I had to end up going, like, to Miranda just for fun and Te Araho, or somewhere. I was just driving through like the Waikato just going, wow, I'm just small town New Zealand. It was awesome just to get here with you here tonight. So I'm rising above. I want to talk about this, what it is in 2019 to rise above and to be the people. I love the intro that we got there from Pastor Eleanor. Just, you know, who's here and you're really believing for something great to take place in 2019? Come on. Give me a wave right now, and, you know, because that's faith stirring in us straight away. And I want to talk about how we can be these people that rise above whatever the world's throwing at us. But first up, a little story here about, this is a true story about Bob Marley. Now, he wasn't obviously a true follower of the faith. He was a serious Rastafarian. But anyway, here's what happened to him. On December the 3rd, 1976, he was about to play at a peace rally. And on that day, 2 days before the peace rally, somebody broke into his house and shot him and his wife, which is pretty serious. You know, he got a bullet wound. 2 days later, he turned up on the stage and performed. And everyone was like, what has just happened? And they asked him afterwards, why did you do that? And this is what he said. The people who are trying to make this world worse are not taking a day off. How can I? That's coming from a Rastafarian. You know, I'm thinking this. How much more should we be stirring ourselves up, come on, for the cause of Christ? For what? Have we got any believers in the house here tonight? Come on, let me hear you. Okay, one thing I just got to tell you about C3, all right? We're a noisy bunch of people, all right? We're just noisy, crazy, faith-filled. So come on, how much more should we right here in Tauranga be stirring ourselves up? Come on, let me hear you tonight. For our cause, for the purpose of God in this nation and in this city. And, you know, we're like a resistance movement. You know, in wartime, some people comply and some people resist. And right now, our nation is complying to a self-centered, worldly lifestyle, and it is ruining our nation. And we are called to resist this tide of worldliness. And as the Bible says, as we resist the enemy, he's going to flee from us. Can I get an amen here tonight? As we resist the enemy, he's going to flee. He's going to flee, and that's where we need you. We're in this thing together, you and I. You know, that's why we love this family of C3. We're in it together. We encourage one another. We celebrate one another. I'm so looking forward to next week when you guys launch out into a new campus because we launched last year. We launched two campuses, and I was like, yeah, why don't people do two? I found out last year. Why one's better than two. And yeah, last year we planted a campus in the city of Whangarei and in the city of Phnom Penh, Cambodia. So it was an ambitious goal. Two campuses outside of our city and in two different nations. And, you know, it cost us a bit, you know, in time and energy and stretch and resource. But I tell you what, it's so awesome to be on the cutting edge, just stepping out and responding to our Creator that's calling us to rise above, to go out, to bring the gospel message to every place. So here's my scripture here tonight. Acts 26 and verse 16 in the ESV Bible says, "But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and a witness to the things in which you have seen me." And I love this scripture. It says, "But rise and stand upon your feet." This is us just warming into conference. You know, this is our series. And I believe at this conference, you know, we're going to be so stirred up and encouraged to take the stand in 2019, to see our cities know that God is still in the business of changing lives. And Jesus says, "Rise and stand upon your feet." Now, he's talking to Paul. who wasn't then the Apostle Paul. In fact, he was Saul. And he wasn't an apostle, he was a renegade. He was opposed to Christ. He was doing his own thing. He was living his own life. He was hurting the church. And Jesus has this encounter with him. And he says, rise and stand. This message is for anyone who has ever fallen short. Because Paul had fallen short. And in fact, he was on the ground at this point, Jesus talking to him. And he says, rise up. Jesus says, if you've fallen, you can rise again. You know, but this time you're not going to rise in your own strength, but you're rising in the strength of Christ. Isn't our God amazing? You know, the enemy, he's going to try 24/7 every day of your life to remind you of all your failures and all your weaknesses and put it in front of you and keep you down. But Jesus, he's calling you to rise. He's calling you to rise, to rise and stand. It's so easy to fall, and we all know what that feels like. But God has created you to rise and to stand, not to live down, but to rise up, to take a hold of the supernatural power of God. And you know, this word rise comes from the Greek word anastemi, which means to rise again. And this word is the same word that they used to describe Jesus rising from the dead. So when Jesus is talking to Paul, this wayward man that had actually, you know, hindered the work of the gospel, that had actually created his own path and rebelled from God's purpose, he's saying to him, I want you to rise again with the same power that raised me from the dead. And all of us here tonight, you know, as we rise in 2019, and I think we should all rise. I mean, I've been doing this a long time along with Pastor Alan and Eleanor. Come on, I want to rise in 2019. I want to rise in the power, the supernatural power. Come on, anybody here tonight, you want to rise in 2019? Come on, it doesn't matter what you've done, what you've been involved in. Come on, let's rise again. That's how awesome our God is. He doesn't just say, oh, I did it for you back then. What's wrong with you? He says, no, come on, 2019 is a new opportunity. I call you to rise and to stand, to rise up and to stand. And as I'm saying this here tonight, I believe there's some people in the room that this year is going to be an amazing year for your life. Like even right now, you can feel something inside of you. And at the end of this meeting, I'd like to just pray for some people that have got a stirring inside of them, but got something inside of them that will say, God, I believe that something is going to happen this year, that something, that you've created me for something more than what I've experienced before, but you're taking me higher to a new place. And Lord, I'm ready and I'm willing. If there's some people here like that tonight, come on, we're going to pray and believe. Because he gives us the power to rise. Why would you want to live an ordinary life when the supernatural power of Christ that raised him from the dead is available? And look, you've got some good reasons. This is a beautiful place to live. I can tell you right now, if I wasn't living in Auckland, I've said this to Fiona, you know, we're moving to the mount, man. We're doing it. She said, no, we don't. We've got a church to run. I was like, oh, okay, all right. You know, but you got some good reasons. It's a beautiful place. You got the beach. You got all this stuff. But come on. Don't follow the world and just living an ordinary life and living a worldly life. But come on, let's rise above together in 2019. Let's rise above and do what he's called us to do. You know, the ability to rise and to stand makes us leaders and influencers. And I don't know who's here tonight and who's here and you're a leader in this church. Give me a wave right now. Can we, you know, let's give all those people a great hand, all these people that lifted their hand. You're awesome. Thank you so much. But I just want to encourage you for a moment because I find people shy away from that leadership role like it's too hard or it's too big or like God's going to send you somewhere really tough like Auckland or somewhere else like, you know, Afghanistan or something. But you know what? It's just such an honor to be part of God's team and all of you that are here serving as leaders. You're doing a beautiful thing. because you're representing Jesus. And can I just encourage you this year to take your leadership role and to realize that you're not doing it in your own strength. You're not trying to be this amazing person. You're stepping in to the call of God, to the very purpose of God for your life. And you're not operating on your own strength, but you're operating on His power. His power. And Jesus says, "For I have appeared to you for this purpose." Jesus came with such great purpose. And, you know, I want to tell you tonight that there is a reason that Jesus appeared in your life. That's what he was saying to Paul. There's a reason why I've appeared to you. And, you know, sometimes I think Christians can kind of feel like they just got kind of bored in the bargain bin. You know, it was a 2-for-1. It was a 50% off. He said, "Oh, I just really wanted a few of these guys, but oh, I'll take the rest." "Oh, come on, get on in, you scallywag, yo." A lot of people feel like that. That somehow they got in, but they really weren't worthy. But you know what? There's a reason. Do you know that tonight? There's a reason why Jesus appeared to you. You're not just part of the crowd here tonight, some random person. You see, in this world, There's a lot of randomness. You know, people feel like, "Oh man, my life's just so random. I don't know what's going on." But there is a reason why Jesus appeared to you. There is a purpose for your life, and it's designed by the Creator. And if you can just get that revelation upon your life, it'll do you good. One of the great revelations of the kingdom is God has a reason for my life. And what's going to make 2019 so exciting is discovering what that is, or stepping into it with more intensity. Don't feel like just because you've been a Christian for a while, "Oh, well, I know all about it." It's like, do you? Because I've been following for a long time now. And I feel like that's what I love about God. You know, 2019, you feel like a new Christian again. I'm just discovering what God, who kind of feels like that? The freshness of a new year, the excitement of what's possible, what could God be planning for my life this year? I'll tell you what, it's going to make your year so exciting when you just get stirred up about that. And if you're ever in Auckland at the moment, or over summer, when you come to our conference, please drive along the Southern Motorway. We just stuck up a billboard there for 3 months. We've got a killer deal. I love it, man, putting this message to the city. And so we really thought about it. You know, what is our message? It's a good thought. What's the message of City Church to the city of Tauranga? We thought about that. What if we can just put up one sentence? What is our message to our city of Auckland? We're sticking up there for 3 months, so we better get it right. And, you know, we came up with this, and it's one of the lines we've used before. In fact, it was our theme for our conference last year. But it just says this on this billboard on the motorway: "Your life matters, C3 Church." Because one of the great revelations is that your life matters to God. And, you know, there's a lot of people in our nation today, and in my city and yours, that have no idea that their life matters to anyone, let alone to God. And when we come to realize, maybe there's some people here tonight and you don't know that your life matters to God, I'd love to pray for you at the end of the service, because He's going to show you something that is going to turn your life on its head when you understand that your life matters. Come on, if you believe that tonight, let's just give Him some praise right now. You know, life is too short to just sit around and wait to see what would happen. But, you know, let's step in with everything we got in 2019. He says, "I've appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant." And the calling for all of us here today is to serve God. Notice He didn't say, "I've come to appoint you as a great apostle." He didn't say, "I've come to appoint you as one of the great church planners of history." No, He said, "I've come to appoint you as a servant." Because, you know, servanthood, serving, is the pathway to the purpose of God. You know, we don't start as this, well, you know, sometimes people come to me and say, "Yeah, you know, I just feel like God's going to give me stadiums, you know." I'm always like, "Sweet, man. You got to give it. They got a big dream." But you know what? Before you get a stadium, you're going to find that you'll get a connect group, or even a broom, or a chair to stack. You know, because before God's going to give you something big in the kingdom, He just wants to see Are you here to just serve, to be part of the kingdom, to be part of what God's doing right now? And, you know, some of you that are going to the new North church plant, what an exciting thing that's going to be. But, you know, don't be turning up there and trying to find some big position and kind of say, oh, yeah, man, I'm going to be the big guy. Just turn up and say, what can I do to help, man? What can I do to just advance the kingdom, to build the house, to get in there and just help make God's house a beautiful place to be? You know, there's nothing worse than seeing a Christian who refuses to serve. I find that hard. You know, Christians who don't serve are like soldiers appointed to a post who just don't turn up. They go AWOL. Have we got any armed forces here at all? I got a few guys in our church, you know, the Navy. And I asked actually one of the guys in the Navy this morning, I said, what happens to those guys? And he goes, yeah, it's not good. They got to walk the plank. You know, well, that's the old days. They get court-martialed, and it's not good. Let me encourage you, don't go AWOL on God's appointment for your life. He wants to appoint you. If you let him in 2019, he will appoint you. And what a honor that is. I got to say, in my life this year for me, 25 years in full-time ministry, but I still just have the buzz of the fact that God was wanting to appoint me. I'm still like, God, do you realize what you did? You're crazy. You're crazy town. You know, I still feel that specialness of like, God, that you would appoint me. I feel like a lot of people just walk past God's appointment like, eh. Like, what a blessing. Who's with me here tonight that God would choose you, not forget about you, not say, oh, well, whatever, if you want to be in my thing, you turn up. No, that he would appoint you for his purpose. And honestly, his appointment transformed my life. Transformed my life. And it's still an honor to be part of it today. I'm excited for what 2019 might hold, to be appointed by God for his purpose. So don't miss it for the world. Don't miss it for the world. The world's offering a lot of prizes to you. You know, here you are in the lifestyle capital. You know, at least Auckland doesn't have so many advantages. It's kind of big. You drive anywhere. It takes you about an hour to get there. Just come to church. You know, you're in the lifestyle capital, but come on, don't miss the appointment of God for the world. Don't take on the prizes of the world and miss out. Come on, don't gain the whole world and lose your soul. But step into it. Step into all that God has. And in verse 17, as I begin to head towards an end here, it says, verse 17 says, yes, I am sending you to the Gentiles to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Then they will receive forgiveness for their sins and be given a place among God's people who are set apart by faith in me. And here's the deal. If we step in 2019, if we rise above, And we serve and we let God appoint us, the outcome is that people are going to see Jesus through our serving, through our lives. They're going to see something different about us. And the result is they're going to turn from darkness to light. That's what's going to happen. God's going to do it as we serve. You don't have to be a preacher, an evangelist, some sort of high-level ministry person. God is going to do what he does when we present ourselves to serve. As we rise and stand, people see the light and turn from darkness. And there's a lot of darkness spreading throughout our country right now. And God needs you, you know. He needs you and I. He needs the church, his people, to rise and to stand. And so just before I finish, I want to give you just a few keys here. Four things that we need to kick to touch if we're going to rise up in 2019. Four things that stop us rising up. And number one is that old chestnut, fear. That old mongrel. And here it is. Maybe there's people like this tonight. The job just seems so big. So big. And we don't feel worthy. We don't feel up to it. But you got to understand that everything that God does is big. He's not giving you something big to bring you down. He's actually given you something big to lift you up. It's a compliment. If you're facing something right now that feels way bigger than you, You've just been given God's great compliment for 2019. He says, you are up for the challenge. You're ready for something in God. Can I tell you how I started 2019? On about the 3rd of January, the 4th of January or something, you're sitting on the beach. You're sitting somewhere just having a great time, going for a swim. Can I tell you what I was doing? I was stressing out because I remembered that I just committed myself to something big. It just came upon me like a wave of despair. I'm just being honest right now. It's this thing called Open Heaven, right? And hopefully you guys have heard of it. Last few years, we've joined together some of the key churches of Auckland to just create this citywide prayer movement, this moment of just pulling people together in prayer. And I'm just there, 2nd of January, 3rd of January, just having a good time. And all of a sudden, I get overwhelmed with this task that I've been given to do, and I realized, oh my goodness, Fiona, who's coming to this thing? We'd booked the Spark Arena, that's our big arena in Auckland, for the 25th of January, which is a holiday weekend. You got to stay in Auckland. Everybody just leaves. Everybody, all the Christians, even the pastors, everybody leaves town. I normally leave town. I normally come somewhere else and preach, and I just realized, what have we done? What have we done? You know, we had this agreement with all the pastors that we were going to do this. I was like, no. You know, I had visions of like 500 people turning up in this multi-thousand arena. You're feeling like, I got to tell you, they were real feelings. I'm like, God, what have you done to me? You know, are we friends? Did you set me up for failure? I thought we were on the same team. I thought we'd work through this stuff. You know, but everything he does is big. And as we step out of fear, I tell you what to do. Fear came, you know. Don't feel like you're a bad person because fear turns up. It's not that fear comes, it's what we do with it. And I had to rise up. I really did, because this thing was going to squash me. I just had to rise up and start getting in faith on this thing and getting the phone out. And I always find that action overcomes fear. Fear cripples you. You got to do something. You know, if I was you, I'd call up somebody that's going to speak some faith into your life, like Pastor Alan or somebody. Just call up, say, what do I do? Pastor Tarmody, somebody. I called a few people, you know, on my team. I'm like, guys, can we do this? Are we going to do this? I need your help. Let's do it. And we just got going. I started sending emails. I started calling people. I took them to my church. I'm like, come on, guys. I know it's holiday weekend. I need you. Some things are more important than Auckland anniversary weekend. Praying for our city, standing together in unity is more important. And I just got myself in faith and I got going. Honestly, I promise you, I just did everything I could. I mobilized our church and we had a miracle, man. I got a picture right here for you, a couple of pictures of what happened on the, yeah. We, everything that God does is big, and we had that night. We had on a holiday weekend in Spark Arena, we had 6,200 people turn up to pray. And you know what happened was, it cost a fortune to rent that thing, and we shared the weekend. We didn't do it on purpose, but they just gave us a super cool deal. We shared it with Slash from Guns N' Roses. You know, we check this out. We were on the night before him. Can you imagine what his rock and roll party was like after you have 6,000 Christians crying out for revival in the city? And it was amazing. And just for me to stand there and almost just be like, God, man, why do we always forget what God can do? Why do we always forget what God can do? And I think that is potentially, possibly the biggest prayer meeting that Auckland's ever had. And, you know, I was wanting to quit from the team. I was like, you know, 10 minutes, honestly, half an hour before the meeting, I sent my trusty assistant, Pastor Matt Bucken, down. I said, Matt, go and tell me how many people are there. And he came back and I could just tell. You know, he's going, yeah, yeah, like they're coming in. I could see in his eyes panic. I was like, you're not helping me, bro. Come on, don't let fear take a hold of your life in 2019. Come on, who's ready to kick out fear of their life? Overcome fear with faith. Number two is focus. Focus. Too often our focus is on other things. We're like that person that says, yeah, Jesus, I'm coming. But I just got to go and sort some things out at home. You know, some guys, can I appeal to you tonight? So many Christians are like this. And some of those people, imagine being that guy that Jesus said, hey, would you come? And they said, yeah, I'm coming. And they just got busy. They got distracted. And they never turned up to his crusade, to the feeding of the 5,000 or some great meeting that he ran. And come on, the culture of the world steals our focus and erodes our faith and purpose. We need to lift our eyes and lift our vision to let Christ take center stage again. Can I encourage you in 2019 to let Jesus be at the center of everything you do, to let Jesus be the big name. You know, come on, I know there's things, man. I just got to sort out my finances. I got to sort out my business. I got to sort out my family. I got to sort out what you got to sort out all the stuff. But you know, even Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Come on, just start putting your focus on him, and you'll be surprised what he could do. You know, I was sitting there panicking about what's going to happen, and I just put my focus back on. I said, God, I'm just going to do my best. And of course, I didn't fill the stadium. I just played my part. I just got our church mobilized, and it was so good to see hundreds and hundreds of our church out there at every, we were the welcome team, so everywhere we went was our church with these lanyards on. I was like, yeah, you guys, come on. Focus on him in 2019. Number three is feelings. Feelings will not get you close to the call of God. Don't let your feelings make your decisions. In 2019, your feelings will take you down the garden path, man. You'll end up down some rabbit hole if you follow your feelings. If I'd followed my feelings on the 3rd of January, I would have jumped in the car and just like gone to Napier or something. Just got out of there. Just took off. Come on. Don't let your feelings. There's people here, as I'm saying this right now. There's people, you let your feelings. You know there's a call of God upon you, but it just never kind of feels right. Can I tell you? It didn't feel right until about 5 minutes before the event. I saw all these thousands of people, and they're like, yeah, it's selling out, the floor's sold out, the thing's sold out. And I was feeling like, yeah, yeah, amen. Praise God. It never feels right until it happens. It never feels right until God turns up. So I was like, yeah, come on, God, I knew you were going to come through. I had no idea. I was out there. I was like, God, please turn up. Please turn up. Number four is failure. Maybe the Hammond player could turn up. I love it that you've got a Hammond in your church. I bought one for our church the other day. No good church is without a Hammond. That's what I think. Failure. Don't let the failures of 2018 stop you stepping out afresh in 2019. You know, because this person we started talking about here, the mighty Apostle Paul, that planted more churches than anybody, that became the super apostle. You see, he started from a place of failure. Imagine that, Jesus standing right there saying, you have failed, my son. You're really annoying me. That's literally what he's saying. You're a pain in the butt. I had to turn up here today because you are hurting my church. Stop doing that or I'm going to take you out. From a place of failure, he rose up. He rose up. You imagine that first message he brought. Can you imagine that? He gets in front of the church. Everyone's like, you are a bad human being. What are you doing here, you mongrel? You know, maybe some of you here right now. You know, and the thought of stepping forward for God, you're consumed by what's gone wrong. And here's the deal, that I've seen many failures in my life. As pastors and leaders, we step out all the time. Like, can I tell you, so many of the things we do don't work. I just don't talk about them that often. I prefer to talk about open heaven. Just talk about the things that work. Talk about the things that God has done. Because we've all got a few questions. Why did that not happen? Why did this thing? Don't dwell on that. One day, get to talk to God and ask him, he'll tell you. But until then, we just got to trust him. You know, we got to say, God, I didn't sign up because you said everything I did was going to work. I signed up because you are the Christ. You are the great God. You are the name above all names. You are so faithful to me. And in the tension and the moments when we don't understand, we just keep walking and we call up our leaders and say, just encourage me today. Come on, let's do this thing together. That's why we love community in C3. We help each other make it. We help each other make it in this pathway. And later on, the Apostle Paul, he says this, Philippians 3:13, it says, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind. See, he learned the lesson. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You know, and the only thing that matters in 2019 is being obedient to our Lord Jesus Christ, putting the past aside and saying, you know, as we sung, you know, about his faithfulness tonight, and our prayer is that he'd do it again, that he'd do it again. And our nation, as we close here, as I close, our nation needs you in 2019 to rise above. I wonder together if we can just stand up for a moment. And just before we're not finished, or just nobody talking or texting, can we just give God just a few moments in this meeting? Because he's here. Because he's here. His calling is in this room, the call of God. And in a moment, I want to pray for people that feel a calling, a stirring, something on this year of 2019. And I feel like Second Josh from Papamoa. Man, I feel like 2019 is going to be an awesome year for you, man. You're going to rise up in God. There's a radical spirit inside of you. And I feel like this year, this strengthening, this... You know, there's a preacher inside of you that's gonna reach out to a young generation to share as you just rise in God, leaving the past aside. And I can sense that maybe there's a couple of things that have come against you, maybe a couple of things you don't understand fully. But God is for you. His calling is upon you. And you're gonna be a mighty young warrior in this city. It's not gonna take no for an answer. And you're going to speak to something in young people. You're going to call out something in young people. The purpose of God inside of them. And they are going to rise. You're going to see a generation of young people rising up in God. But you know, just before we pray for that, I wonder if just all across this place for a moment we could just close our eyes. And the greatest rising up and the first rising up is always to surrender our lives to Jesus Christ. And I want to ask, just before we pray for this other thing, I want to ask if there's people here tonight and maybe you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm talking about all in. There's no other relationship. It's not like, yeah, like a little bit of God and just you know, finding out. No, there's just all in or all out. That's what he said. That's why it's so hard in New Zealand, because we like to have a bit of both. But he said, I'm looking for people that are willing to be all in. And he's offering you something that is unbelievable. But it costs you everything you got. Your life on the altar. He wants to appoint you, to raise you up in the supernatural power of God, to unleash your God-given gift on the city and on this world.